always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
For weeks, it seemed like getting a budget done in time to the governor's desk was just going to be impossible as the spending plan stood at an impasse in both the House and the Senate. But within the final hours, lawmakers didn't find a compromise. But it is to fund the state $52 billion worth for next year. Governor Mike Parson now calling the spending plan problematic and saying it will need to be fixed.
I don't think there's any question. There's a lot of disingenuous numbers for this whole budget. I think we're already seeing that very early on.
5:30 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp show, and you hear Governor Parson saying there that the possibility of a special session to make up for some of the shortfalls in the budget there. You know, News Talk STL, we pride ourselves on having candidates from many, many different offices, from school board all the way up to statewide offices, on our phone lines and in our studios. And we have in studio with us today, Tim Baker, candidate for lieutenant governor. He is also Franklin County clerk. Tim, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Excellent. I had the opportunity to meet you a few weeks back at the St. Francis Lincoln Day dinner. You told me that you were running for office. So as we always try to do, give every candidate the opportunity to express himself and tell people why you want their vote.
Sure.
That's my question. Why lieutenant governor?
So my background is in manufacturing, and in 2011 our family sold our ice plant, which was based in Pacific, Missouri. And we had that for 48 years. But my whole life I've done nothing but service, whether it be in our community through working with the schools, working with the chambers, working with United Way. I'm currently a chairman of the board of one of our local banks. Just service has been in my whole realm. And actually, whenever my dad passed away in the early 2000s, I was actually approached to run for state rep. But at that time, I didn't want to do that. Had young kids, and we were just starting out. My dad had just passed away, like I said, so I took over our family business. So I was pretty busy with that. But I always wanted to serve in some capacity in government. And I was always told that if you can't fix your own home up first, don't move on. So I live in rural Franklin County, and so the county is my government. So I actually ran for commissioner in 2012 and lost.
Okay.
I came in third in a party of four. 2 years later, I still wanted to run, so I ran for presiding, ran as an independent, and lost.
Okay.
But I received more votes than any other independent in our county at that time. Came up again for a third time for commissioner because I really wanted to be commissioner and lost. So the fourth time it came up, I went to my wife and I said, "Hey, babe, I want to run for commissioner again." And she said no. And so they always say, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. And somebody asked me to run for county clerk. And I'm like, I have no idea and nothing. That just doesn't sound like something I want to do.
Sure.
And ended up winning 67% of the vote and found out I love elections. And was able to work our county through 2020 through the COVID and found out that's where I was supposed to be. And so I was going to run for U.S. Congress whenever they redistrict us back with the census, because Franklin County was in CD2 completely. And that's obviously my home county. So I was really considering doing that. And a good friend of mine came up to me and said, "Hey, have you thought about running for lieutenant governor?" And I had the same feeling come over me as I did when somebody asked me to run for county clerk. In fact, I get goosebumps every time I say it. So I talked to my wife and we prayed about it, and we talked to a lot of our friends, and we said, "Okay, we're going to do it." And I will tell you that I'm the candidate that does not have the most money. In fact, I'm probably fourth in the money situation right now. But nobody's going to outwork me. I believe in, if I'm going to represent, that I need to actually be physical out there and people can see me and not just send out mailers and do commercials and know that the people know that I work for them and not the other way around.
Tim, I had the opportunity to hear you speak at the Franklin County Lincoln Reagan days.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the audience what it's been like. I mean, you're jumping from a countywide office in an area that you're obviously very familiar with, mm-hmm. to a statewide office. And that means obviously having to do quite a bit more travel and meet a lot more people. What's that been like for you?
We've put on about 35,000 miles on our vehicle since the first of the year. I will tell you that Missouri is a beautiful state when you get off the four-lane highways. Mm-hmm. Our rolling hills and farmlands are so beautiful that I don't think people truly realize how beautiful Missouri is. But just getting out and seeing parts of the state that we haven't been to before has absolutely been phenomenal. People have been great. They've been very receptive. They definitely want something other than the norm. While I've served in office for 5 years, I've always told people that I'm an elected official, which means I actually work for them, not a politician. I absolutely hate that word. And that I know that the proper role of government is that it's supposed to, you know, protect our rights, our properties, and our liberties. That's the whole point what we're supposed to do. Since I've been in office, if you were at Lincoln Days, you probably heard me say that I have saved over $700,000 real taxpayer dollars in my county by ripping the Band-Aid off of wasteful spending. Mm-hmm. When people, I hate the words, well, that's the way it's always been done. And two, if you don't use it, you lose it. And for the last 4 years, we start with a zero budget in my office, and we work up with what we need, not with what we want. And that's what I go to my commissioners with. And they know that when I go to them, I'm not asking for the moon, but I'm asking for what I need. Mm. And so it's been a very good working relationship with them on that aspect. And we've been able to save the taxpayers some real money by then.
We are speaking with Tim Baker, candidate for lieutenant governor. You can reach him on the web at citizensforbaker.com, on X. He's IceTab66. And on Facebook, you can reach him at Tim Baker for Lieutenant Governor. On your website, Tim, timbaker.com, citizensforbaker.com, excuse me, you have as your three issues, gun rights, agricultural, and education.
Yes.
One of the big issues in the governor's race, of course, is ownership of land by foreign governments, particularly the Chinese. Your thoughts on that whole issue?
First and foremost, I'm a pretty big guy. I like to eat, so I love our farmers. I think that when we start talking about our food source, that we need to make sure that we take care of Missouri and the United States, and the fact that if we don't secure our food source, then we have some real problems. Mm. And so any ownership of our land by a foreign entity would be very much against something that I would want. We need to stick with U.S. citizens that own our ground. And, you know, again, our farmers are so important to us. I was brought up, our family actually owns a Century Farm. My cousin owns it now in Franklin County. But, you know, I was always brought up that when the farmers prosper, the whole country prospers. Sure. And when the farmers suffer, we all suffer. So we need to take care of those who are taking care of us, just like our police and our military. We need to take care of those too. With our military, and I know that wasn't on there either, mm-hmm. I did not serve in our armed forces. I blew up my knee playing football in high school, but I was going to be in the Marines, because I was also brought up that you're supposed to do three things in your life. You're supposed to, one, serve your country, you're supposed to bale hay, and you're supposed to own your own business. Well, I did two of the three. But every Friday in my office, we wear red for Remember Everyone Deployed. That's the one thing that I make sure that my office does do every Friday. And it's already started to spider through the rest of our building, too, to where other people are wearing red for Remember Everyone Deployed as well. No ownership of our ground should be by foreign entities.
What type of grade do you get for 2 out of 3? Because I don't see myself baling hay anytime.
Well, I'd like to think pretty good.
Passing. It's a passing grade, Chris.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. 67%.
Your turn or my turn?
It's my turn.
Okay, I forgot.
I got a good one.
Okay. No, I just forgot. Seriously. My mind.
So one of the things I think is interesting in Missouri, and I think in a lot of states, is, you know, you see a lot of news and stories related to the governor and what the governor's doing, and you don't hear a lot about the lieutenant governor. It's kind of a quieter role, and it doesn't walk in lockstep with the governorship. You guys campaign independently. You don't run as a ticket, that sort of thing. What's been the most surprising thing to you as you've kind of gone on this journey to learn about the role of the lieutenant governor?
I did not know that the lieutenant governor sat on as many boards that they sit on. But again, all of those fall within what I've been preparing for my whole life. Tourism, I sat on the first tourism chair in our city for 6 years. I chaired it. The seniors, or an advocate for the seniors. Mm-hmm. 20 years, I was on the senior center board, tennis president. Veterans, as I said, I'm not former military, but I love my country, and I will defend her today if I was asked to pick up a rifle and go defend her. And tourism. I remember I said tourism. And the other thing we talked about farming is agritourism. Right. That's another big thing, because we don't know where our food sources come from. So many people think that food comes from cellophane underneath the glass in the grocery store. And, you know, we are fortunate that we have Purina Farms in Franklin County, and they do have a beautiful facility that they bring people out to show how a farm works. But to, taking that agritourism and going to the farm, to the farm to table, basically, and promoting that more, I know would be something that I would be a big advocate for as well. The other thing that has been that I would love to be a part of, since I told you I'm part of a manufacturing family, is Buy Missouri. I'm very big about shopping local. Our mom and pops are so important to our country. When my parents first started the ice business in 1964, 80% of our business was mom and pop, 20 was corporate. Well, it's the 80-20 rule. When we sold in 2011, that had flipped. And we were actually losing about 8 to 10 mom and pop stores every month. And the problem is that we don't go out. Real quick story on that. I don't know how much time I have. But
go for it.
Real quick story. In the early 90s, my father went to our state legislator and said, hey, we're getting ready to build our new ice plant. We went from a 76-ton to a 200-ton ice plant. And he said, I'm going to bring on – I have 12 full-time employees, and I'm going to increase that to 32. What can you do to help me? He actually had a state legislator look him in the eye and say, move your plant out of the state for 1 year, bring it back, and we'll give you $50,000 for every full-time job you bring to the state of Missouri. He said, forget 1 through 12, help me through 13 to 32, and they said, we won't do it. What the problem is we're so worried about the next big thing coming, we forget about those that are already here helping and are already good corporate citizens.
Right.
I want to be a huge advocate for the Buy Missouri and go out and work on trying to get these vacant buildings that are in every community. And that's, you talked about driving around Missouri. We see vacant buildings all the time. And if we can get them to be productive units of every community, you know, then we don't have to look at raising taxes because they're going to be producing in our own communities. And we're going to build from the inside out. And we're going to start working. That's what I'd really like to do with the Buy Missouri program. And I'd be a huge advocate for that.
Tim, as the Franklin County clerk, you handle elections.
Yes, sir.
So I have to ask you your thoughts on SJR 78. I think that that was the ballot amendment on ranked choice voting and to amend our Constitution to say that only U.S. citizens can vote. There is a movement, of course, of a lot of states want to allow non-citizens to vote in municipal elections. Secretary of States have said that if that happens, that will be a nightmare trying to create dual roles. As an election clerk in Franklin County, you deal with that. How cumbersome would that be, having to have a non-citizen and citizen voting roles for municipal elections?
Well, I hope it never comes to that. Only U.S. citizens should be voting in our elections. There are elections for a reason. I can't go vote in Switzerland. I can't vote in, you know, in another country. So that is a big problem for us as well. You know, I have one person in my office that does nothing but try to keep the voter rolls as clean as possible. And just so everybody knows, no matter what anybody says, none of the rolls will ever be 100% clean.
Sure.
We always have people passing away, people registering, people moving. But we, in our county, we're blessed to have one person that's all she does. And she takes care of that. You know, I couldn't be happier with what she does for us. And it is very cumbersome to do that. But to have two separate roles like that, I couldn't even begin to imagine that. So, so I am very big that only U.S. citizens should vote. And then as far as ranked choice voting, I think that is an absolute terrible idea to have that. And as far as the IP reform, that's the number one thing on the Republican platform, and they couldn't get it done. And that we basically have told rural America that you have no voice.
And I
have a problem with that because, you know, it should. I understand that it's winner take all. But when you have, let's just go back to Medicaid. I think there was only three counties that passed it. And so the other 111 said no.
Yeah.
There's a problem.
Yeah. All right, Tim, final question here. You and I are in an elevator. I'm going to the 10th floor. You're going to the 5th. Give me your 3-minute speech on why I should vote for you for lieutenant governor.
I'm not bought and paid for by special lobbyists. We're literally doing grassroots all the way through this. I'm the type of guy that, you know, that's going to roll up his sleeves and go to work and actually work for the people. When I tell you I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there. That's all I know is hard work my whole life. That's all I've ever done. And I do know the proper role of government. And, you know, people are going to say, just like they did when I got elected for clerk, when I lost my first three elections, they constantly said, if I'd have known how you were going to be when you got into office, I would have voted for you a long time ago. I'm who I am. What you see is what you get. And I'm not going to be bought and sold.
How do people get more information?
They can reach us on our website at citizensforbaker.com, our Facebook, Tim Baker for Lieutenant Governor. My personal cell phone number is 636-575-9609. If I don't answer, please leave me a message. I do return calls because that's very important.
Tim Baker, thank you so much for coming in from Franklin County. Best of luck to you, sir. And I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again before the August primary.
Thank you so much. I'm greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Tim.